the quintessential French avant-garde film, but we're not showing it very many places, like Telluride Film Festival in the beginning of September, we're premiering it, and then we're playing the San Francisco Silent Film Festival, and we're going to Italy and Slovenia with it, Ljubljana and Pordenone, Italy. And that's a two-hour film. It's kind of slow, but it's really oddly shot, so that's going to be more of an improv film, and we just started working on that a couple days ago, in fact, yesterday morning. And then there's another film by Paolo Curciusai, who's one of the main curators at the in Rochester. The name just skipped my brain. I really apologize. It's where they took Kodak. I don't know, somewhere that there's, it's a film where they restore films. It's a really, really important place. And he's also been the head of that same kind of thing in Italy and Australia. He made a film that's very, very abstract called Picture. He gave us a score which was all a graphic score. It looked like, you know, mountains and stuff on a graph with colors, and each color meant something. And he recorded us playing that, and it's about an hour and 15 minutes. Then he took that score and had a Mongolian woman playing a hand drum to it for an hour and 15 minutes. And then he edited that with ocean, sand, all sorts of stuff. And now we're playing to her playing to us playing. Without hearing what we did. And there's also a metronome in it, so sometimes we're in cue with a metronome. It's very much an avant-garde film, and we're premiering that also in Telluride and performing it in Pordenone. These films are more very abstract. So this year, our new version of Men with a Movie Camera that's been reprinted with really amazing, cleaned up, really amazing look. We might be playing that one more than those two, but every year it's a different adventure.
Yeah. All right. Well, actually, how do you get all that equipment, all the found percussion and all that? How do you get that all over the place? I mean, that's a lot of, I guess you just check it in just like anything else?
Yeah. Besides the funny stuff, we have a keyboard that I have to use the same keyboard. And then they supply, when we get to a venue, we also have a drum kit, like a big bass drum, tom-tom, snare, cymbals. They supply us with all that when we have to fly. When we drive, we bring it all. But like when we go to Europe or San Francisco or the West Coast,
it's a little more scaled
they
down.
Supply us with all those things. Yeah. So it's a little bit of an adventure for the two percussionists in the band, Terry and Ken, because they never know precisely what we're going to get. Otherwise, we have four rolling cases, then a long flat, case that carries the stand for our junk metal, and then the keyboard case, and we just—you'll see us in airports rolling these things with our suitcases on top up to the check-in booth.
Right.
And after 9-1-1, which was a pretty bad thing, before that we hardly paid anything for airfare. Now, because everything's out of control, like now it's like it costs a lot of money.
You have to pay for all that.
So that really sucks.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wish you luck on both of these nice gigs coming up this weekend.
I do have another new band, too, another rock trio called the Trinary System, which is similar to the Binary System that I had years ago. I was a keyboardist with the drummer Larry Durst. I split the keyboard into guitar and bass, so I'm playing guitar and there's a different bass player. It doesn't sound like Mission Burma, even though it's a rock trio. It's much more psychedelic era, or garage rocky, and maybe it taps on a lot more stuff, and it's not a post-punk rock band.
Right.
I mean, it taps on some of that, but it's got as much King Crimson and Kinks in it as much as it does the Ramones. We're finishing up an EP now that will probably come out in November, December, and once that comes out, we'll probably come down to New York, play some shows. The Trinary System. Right. You can Google me at RogerClarkMiller.com to find out about all these things, besides AlloyOrchestra.com.
Right. So our listeners, please go to AlloyOrchestra.com and RogerClarkMiller.com, and you can find all this information out. Again, Alloy Orchestra will be at Celebrate Brooklyn, Prospect Park, this Friday night. And then if you're in the Boston area, go to Fenway Park and see Mission of Burma open for the Foo Fighters on the throne.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. So thanks so much.
My pleasure, Devin. I'm glad it worked out.
Hopefully I'll see you on Friday at the show.
Yeah, please come up and introduce yourself.
Okay. Okay, take care. And this is, we'll go out.
All right, thanks very much.
We'll go out with Drive Away from LA Orchestra's Masters
Sounds
of Slapstick.
Good.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sounds like the show that's about to happen, but it's not. This is Alloy Orchestra in the background. But the old codger is in for Mac, and he's about to happen. And you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online, of course, at WFMU.org. So we'll let the codger take it away on his little 78 player.
I don't know if I'm wrong, but I am really forced my friend to sing this song. I'm a genius and a cinch, I know in making love, and I can swear this gift was sent me from above. For I am sweet in no talking, and that isn't all. And when I dance the Susie Q, I'm sure a girl would fall. So not because I'm here singing this calypso, but I can make more love than Romeo. I can quote more love verses than Byron and Scott. I quote Shakespeare and Longfellow to get girls' head hot. Off and on gazing at them with my gifted eyes, displaying a most enchanting smile to get them hypnotized. And as they fall, I'm opportune to make a sweet embrace, with a magic lantern kiss to rip away their face. And not because I'm here singing this calypso, but I can make more love than Romeo. All my girls view me very differently, but whatever picture they draw of me, it spells beauty. For instance, some say I walk just like Morton Downey, but some argue that my voice is that of Bing Crosby. And some again say I resemble Robert Taylor, and some comment that my mouth is like Warner Baxter. So not because I'm here singing this calypso, but I can make more love than Romeo. I am handy, I am dandy, and I'm very cool. And then I know the art of making every girl a fool. For instance, they love flattery, so I let them all have it. And when it comes to the talking, I can do my bit. Some envy me because I'm neat and up to date. Men jealous me because my hair is inclined to be straight. So not because I'm here singing this calypso, but I can make more love than Romeo. Of any of my my request, I'm never denied. For all my desires are instantly gratified. Even to sleep at night, I have no troubles at all, because my crib is placed in the center of them all. And when I dream, they sing a sweet lullaby. Sleep, baby lion, sleep, and don't you cry. So not because I'm here singing this calypso, but I can make my love to Romeo.
Well, who's on the radio tonight? What's that you say, Mac? That is incorrect. Tonight, the old codger Courtney T. Edison is filling in for Mac, and I'm going to be here for 1 hour, playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. Here at WFMU, the radio station where there's never a dull moment, except for all the dull moments. WFMU, the radio station that most of the time gives you lots of bang for your buck, but not much good music. I say you listen to this radio station if you like music made by talentless hacks, pretentious avant-gardists, tuneless navel-gazers, three-chord has-beens, two-chord wannabes, one-chord never-will-bes, flavor-of-the-week posers, and rock and rollers with a third-grade vocabulary, then I suggest you change the station right now. Because for you, for the next hour, there will be no shortage of misery. You will be subjected to good music, which is very uncommon on these airwaves. If you only tune in for the Ragged Antique Phonograph Hour and for the old codger Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, then you'll be incredibly pleased by the programming. Because every song you're going to hear is a classic. Every performance is a work of genius. And every monologue will be brimming with erudition and wisdom. All of these things you don't usually hear at WFMU, but this is a very special hour. So stay tuned for the old codger's Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir filling in for the Ragged Antique Phonograph Hour on WFMU.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais messa.
Mon palais quitté, mon palais quitté.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais messa.
Pour mon vieux pied, mon palais messa.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais messa.
Mon palais messa, mon palais messa.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais messa.
Pour mon vieux petit Jean, mon palais messa.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais messa.
Mon palais messa, mon palais messa.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais messa.
Pour mon don lit, non mon palais.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais messa.
Mon palais quitté, mon palais quitté.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais quitté.
Mon gros la bouche, mon palais messa.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais messa.
Mon palais messa, mon palais messa.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais messa.
Mon vieux cheveux coupe, mon palais messa.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais messa.
Mon palais quitté, mon palais quitté.
Aïe aïe aïe, ma palais quitté.
aimer ça.
And I'm in love again. Hear my heartstrings strum, and I'm in love again. And the tune I'm humming is the cuddle of blue. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of the good news. Is the cuddle of blue. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of the good news.
All the sunny south with shortest on her, and now she's like she used to be. Oh, try to stay away from fields of wine, the place she loves the most. Could stay away from fields of wine, dynamite, but not her ghost. Hear them boast of Dinah down in Carolina. See her picking cotton around that shanty, even though her eyes are slanty. Oh boy, that's the ghost of Dinah D.
Lord, boy.
Yes.
Talk to me, man. Look at that.
Sick and tired of rice and tea. Boy, that scores of Diana. Never did look finer. Had to give away her silk kimono on the sunny softwood shore to Sona. And now she's like she used to be, babes and bum boy.
Picket boy.
Around her shanty, even though her eyes are snappy. That goes, 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 down to me.
Now I like the band, the music's grand, and the steaks are good and thick. The candlelight helps my appetite, and the cocktail's starting to kick. Now let me tell you, pal, ain't the kind of a gal wouldn't like a little fun. But a party drags when a fella brags, and brother, that's all you've done. Don't you know no common folks, just plain old guys and gals? Can't you exist and not insist on presidents for pals? If you talk a minute, there's a millionaire in it, and it's getting pretty plain to see. If you don't know no common folks, you wouldn't get along with me. You're so put out when I talk about a crooner I call Bing. You call him Harry Lillis, and you taught him how to sing. From Milton Berle to Minnie Pearl, you know him, everyone. I suppose you used to get your tan right under the same old sun. Don't you know no common folks, just plain old guys and gals? Can't you exist and not insist on presidents for pals? If you talk a minute, there's a millionaire in it, and it's getting pretty plain to see. If you don't know no common folks, you wouldn't get along with me. So you know a king, is that a thing to spend an evening on? Why, a billionaire is hiding hair and flesh and blood and bones. You're some big wheel in a business deal with a fortune on the hook. You got a Cadillac complex, bud, with a hot rod pocketbook. Don't you know no common folks, just plain old guys and gals? Can't you exist and not insist on presidents for pals? If you talk a minute, there's a millionaire in it, and it's getting pretty plain to see. If you don't know no common folks, you wouldn't get along with me.
That was Winifred Atwell. on piano with 17th Century Boogie. I'm not that old. Almost. Roberta Lee before that with If You Don't Know No Common Folks, You Won't Get Along With Me. The Bob Howard and his orchestra with Ben Webster did Ghost of Dinah. And the Six Hottentots with Irving Kaufman did I'm In Love Again. And we opened up there that little group of musical songs with Baby Dodge. And Baby Dodge did Mopalemisa for number one. Right. Baby Dodge, great drummer. Great drummer from years and years ago. Hey, somebody called in the station. This is your Codger, by the way, filling in for Mac and the Ragged Antique Phonograph Hour. Somebody called into the station. There's a telephone here. They can call in, and they wanted to know why if I have a mailing list to notify people what I'm going to be on. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do have a mailing list. The problem is I ran out of stamps, so I couldn't do the mailing this time. I'm terribly sorry about that, and I'm apologizing to the people who are not listening because they don't know that the Old Codger is on the radio, and only this one time, because I will not permit them to put my radio show on the Internet. I will not allow them to do that. They have this archive thing. I don't know what it is. Digital something. But no, there's no archive. This program, you hear it once, and that's it. It's gone. Maybe it's reverberating it out of space somewhere for centuries. It goes on for light years. I don't know. Anyway, it's good to be back. The Old Codger filled in for Mac here at WFMU. It's been a long time since I don't think I've been on the radio this year. So I came down here, haven't been here in a while, there's lots of new DJs, disc jockeys on staff. Many of them are very, very young. Some of them are as young as 30 or 35. Musically, most of them have barely emerged from the zygote stage. I hope many of them are tuned in right now to hear how radio is properly done, as it's been done since 1928. Good music, entertaining banter, and copious expectorations of cigar saliva. Don't worry, I'm not getting it on the console. Listen up. Learn. I'm not the father of old-time radio. I'm just a sperm donor. Larger than life, I'm larger than death. There's only one place that Federal Express doesn't deliver, and I have no intention of going there anytime soon. Actually, there's two places, and I'm likely to end up in the one that has the more tropical atmosphere. It's a good thing that 78 RPM records have a high tolerance for heat. Well, they had to. How else could they contain a Louis Armstrong or Fats Waller? At any rate, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. It'll be many, many more years before they unpack my vital parts in a medical school lab and feed the rest of me to the buzzards. Anyway, let's go back to the wonderful music. 70 RPM records only. No compact discs, no 33 and a third long playing records, no cassettes, 8-tracks, nothing. 70 RPM records only. That's it. Here's the Ikey Robinson Band.
Little, 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 little Oh, bit, Donna Susie. In the words of Shakespeare, she's a wow. Though all of you may know her too, I'd like to shout right now. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. We went riding, she didn't balk. From the country, I'm the one that had to walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. Susie has a perfect reputation. No one ever saw her on a spree. Nobody knows where Susie goes. Nobody knows but me. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. She wears long tresses and nice tight dresses. Oh, oh, what a future she possesses. Out in public, how she can yawn. In a parlor, you would think the war was on. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. Praising the Lord, but on Monday she's as busy as a Ford. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. I had a mustache and trained it like a pup. She's got such hot lips, she kissed me once and burned it up. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, whoa, 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 what a girl.
At the early age of 3, it first occurred to me, a girl should always try to improve herself. While the others played with toys, I practiced charm and poise and finished Dr. Elliot's 5-foot shelf. I exercised each morning, called cream my face each night, saw my dentist twice a year, curbed my appetite. And so I modestly admit, it didn't help one single bit. Some girls can make any man dream by flashing an innocent gleam. Me, I do an hip-up, curl my upper lip up, light a Roman candle and scream, I have to do it the hard way. Some girls can wear any old rags and capture the wolves in the stags. Me, I dress in sables, walk across the tables, waving 3 American flags. I have to do it the hard way. Let's say there's a dance, they're playing a waltz, and I want romance. That's when I begin turning somersaults. Some girls can keep men on their toes by smiling and throwing a rose. Me, I rack my noodle, whistle Yankee Doodle, balancing a broom on my nose. Oh, I'm a-telling you, pardon, I have to do it the hard way. Swankiest bar. All the fellas get up, light her cigarette up. Me, I'd have to smoke a cigar, and then they call me a card. Doctor, is there a chance for me? Can't you cure this insanity? I'm tired of tearing up the town, being one of the sights, wearing funny hats trimmed in neon lights. Why must I always be better?
You're tuned to the radio, and this is Courtney T. Edison, a.k.a. the Old Dodger. I'm filling in for Mac, who runs the Ragged Antique Phonograph Hour on Tuesday nights here at WFMU. He asked me to fill in for him. I have no idea where he might be. I'm sure he's fine, because he's a big boy, and he can take care of himself. We just heard that was, in fact, yes, it was a Caribbean polka played by lobsters. And before that, Betty Hutton sang a song called Doing It the Hard Way. Joe Loco and his quintet did El Bayon. Let's see, what else did I play there? I'm looking through the stack of 78s here. Eddie Cantor, If You Knew Susie. Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra. That was the cornet solo by Bix Beiderbecke on Crying All Day. And Ikey Robinson Band did Rub Me Some More. And speaking of rubbing, if you're a fan of the women's lib movement, you'll be happy to know that WFMU is currently transitioning to an all-female staff. Each time, this is gossip, I know, but it's true. Each time a male disc jockey gets too old to execute a segue, they take him off the air and they send him to a retirement home for senile broadcasters, and they replace him with a gal. Now, I have nothing against gals, but I'm never quite sure how the lady disc jockeys manage to work the equipment here. You see, the ladies, they have different bone structure in their wrists. If you've ever gone to a bowling alley and you see the women bowling on the lanes, they roll the ball inside out, unlike a man. So also, you'll notice when women go bowling, the pin boys remove 4 of the pins, so the gals only have to knock down 6. This gives them a scoring advantage. And except for Betty Hutton in Annie Get Your Gun, women can't shoot straight either. Of course, I don't mean to seem impertinent. Everyone knows. I love younger women, age 45, 50, but I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jailbait. So, if you're tuned in, if you're a younger woman, want to come visit me at my bunker in East Orange, bring your collection of 78 RPM records. I'd like nothing more than to drop my chromium stylus in your groove. Then we can hear some beautiful music. Well, this is the Old Codger here filling in for Mac on WFMU. I'm running out of time here because I'm talking too much. Let's get back to the music.
It's really nothing new. The man who works the hardest, he never gets the dough. And here's another little thing I'm positive you know. Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy. Now the captains get the bars, the generals get the stars, the soldiers do the fighting, and all they get is scars. Now a baby cries for mama, but he never even recognizes dad. Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy. Thank you. of the work, and the best gets all the gravy. Now a dairymaid's a wow, she does her bit somehow, but after all the cheering, you can't forget the cow. Now an onion breaks up friendship, but a billy goat can drive a crowd away.
Of a faded summer love.
but you didn't say goodbye. I wonder why I'm standing now where you made your vow. So blue for you, I could cry. Leaves come tumbling down round my head. Some of them are brown, some are red. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. Swaying high above in the trees, they were so in love with the breeze. Now the autumn wind brings to them the end of a faded summer love. I'm like the poor leaves that swayed with the breeze. I thought that life was sweet. You are the sweet breeze that tried hard to please, then swept me off my feet. Summer morning dew turns to frost. Leaves that once were new pay the cost. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love.
Yeah, that was Ruth Edding. That was Ruth Edding, indeed. And that was A Faded Summer Love. Let me see something here. I've got to fix something here. Things have to be fixed. I need to be organized. Ruth Edding with A Faded Summer Love. Before that was Tampa Red with So Much Trouble. And before that, I can't remember what the hell I played. Harry Reasers, Six Jumping Jacks with The Coat and The Pants Do All the Work. This is the Old Codger. I only got a few minutes left. Then I think Irene is coming in here on WFMU. This is Courtney T. Edison. I'm filling in for the Antique Photograph Hour for Mac. I guess he'll be back next week. I want to say hello to all my friends. I made a list of them here. They're out there before the show is over. Red Butler's out there. Jasper Quagnagel. Molasses Hathaway. Milfy Chinky, Laura Bell Pancake, my agent. She's still my agent. She's doing my bookings. If anybody wants me to come down, entertain, play 78 RPM records for your bar mitzvah, then you'll get in touch with Laura Bell Pancake. She's in the telephone book, and give her a call. Honey Bear Sweeney and Sneezy Boatman. They're all there, probably. Andy Senior's out there as well. So hello to all of you, and I just want to let you people know, the friends of mine, fans, I'm doing my daily workouts. I'm building up my stamina. I'm getting in shape. Later this year, I plan to travel to Florida to compete in an alligator wrestling championship. This has long been on what some folks refer to as my bucket list. Also on my bucket list is getting a bucket big enough to hold everything on my list, among which the larger things include succeeding in my mission to change the national anthem. Yes, I want to change the national anthem. I want to make surface noise, the national anthem. Anyway, someday I will wrestle an alligator. Right now, I'm practicing on salamanders and working my way up to frogs, and then maybe I'll take on a cat or two. Anyway, I got time, I think, for one, maybe two more quick songs here on the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir with Courtney T. Edison, the Old Codger, on WFMU. Thank you. That was Sidney Bechet, great clarinetist and chant in the night. And before that was Bix Beiderbecke and his gang with At the Jazz Band Ball. My name is Courtney T. Edison. You can think of me as the spokesman for my generation because I'm the last one alive. I've been filling in for Mac, the Antique Photograph Hour. He'll be back next week. I'll be back. I don't know when they take pity on me and let me have a radio show again. So there's not going to be any good music on WFMU for a while. Sorry about that. Anyway, I think who's the person on next, Irene, I think she's going to play a few things that maybe even I would like. Maybe I'll go home and listen. Anyway, you stay tuned. This is WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope. Why do I have to read all of these? In Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. So, Irene is next. I don't know how to work this compact disc player. You better...
I'll I'll take care.
You better work it.
I'll take care.
Had her big trawler.
All right.
It's all yours, okay?
All right.
Slender finger, my body. existence. What thing could have acted? Where? What could provide? Was there only endless depths of water? Hidden in